You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Dallas man charged with making terrorist threats after threatening to shoot staff members at the Rice Lake Veterans Administration Center has been sentenced to 2 years of probation. 39-year-old Jonathan West entered into a plea deal at a hearing on Thursday, pleading guilty to felony making terrorist threats and misdemeanor unlawful phone use. According to court documents, West had called the Rice Lake facility multiple times the day of the incident and is accused of making similar threatening statements to two other VA offices. A Hayward woman was arrested after allegedly leading law enforcement authorities on a high-speed chase across Washburn and Sawyer counties. According to court documents, authorities attempted to initiate a traffic stop of 52-year-old Danielle Swan before she attempted to flee, swerving into oncoming traffic and driving down a wooded trail. Authorities say they deployed spike strips, attempted a pit maneuver, and eventually used non-lethal ammunition to take Swan into custody. Swan also allegedly admitted to smoking THC following her arrest. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill into law on Friday in an effort to crack down on potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 targets the use of artificial intelligence to create or share explicit photos of a person generated without their consent. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation, prohibits publishing an artificially generated representation of an identifiable person with the intent to harass or intimidate them, and expands the crime of representations depicting nudity. Quick Trip has announced it will no longer accept pennies at their locations as a result of a U.S. Department of Treasury announcement earlier this year. The Department of Treasury announced in May that it would stop minting copper pennies in an effort to phase out the coin, leaving a number of Quick Trip locations without pennies needed for change. Going forward, Quick Trip locations will begin rounding down the total of all cash purchases to the nearest 5 cents. Digital or card-based purchases will continue to be processed as the exact purchase amount. City officials say upgrades to the streetlights along U.S. Highways 2 and 53 and State Highway 35 could save the city over $100,000 per year. The project saw the replacement of over 500 streetlights with LED fixtures, which officials say are more energy efficient, will improve visibility, and require repairs less often. The city received about $74,000 in funding through the Department of Transportation's Carbon Reduction Program, as well as over $77,000 in rebates from Focus on Energy. City of Ashland officials are exploring the possibility of purchasing the Northland College campus shortly after it was listed for sale. The school permanently closed last spring amid budget constraints, and portions of the campus, like the baseball and softball fields, have already been sold. The city council approved hiring a consulting company to examine potential uses for the 130-acre campus, as well as if purchasing it is financially feasible. They say they could develop a potential plan for the purchase by early November. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing safety tips with new drivers in honor of the Wisconsin State Patrol's Law of the Month for October, Teen Driver Safety. According to a press release, teen drivers were involved in nearly 19,000 crashes in 2024, causing 70 fatalities and nearly 6,000 injuries. DOT officials are reminding teens to wear their seatbelt, avoid distractions, follow speed limits, and never drive impaired. They're also reminding parents to talk with their children about the importance of safety behind the wheel. The Barron County Sheriff's Department requested two significant expenses from the County Executive Committee at their meeting on Wednesday. Sheriff's office officials are asking for a radio upgrade estimated to cost around $1.5 million and a new patrol boat for around $80,000. They also say selling off some of their current equipment that needs replacement could help offset a portion of that cost. The full Barron County Board would need to approve the proposal with a 3/4 majority to authorize the purchases. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources held a public hearing on a proposed rule change for PFAS standards on Thursday. The forever chemicals have become a troublesome issue across the state as municipalities seek to remove them from their drinking water. The rule change considered on Thursday would bring the state's PFAS standards in line with Environmental Protection Agency standards. State law says Wisconsin's drinking water program cannot have looser standards than federal requirements under the Safe Drinking Water Act. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and law enforcement partners say they interacted with over 1,600 ATV and UTV riders during their safety campaign on Labor Day weekend. The Think Smart Before You Start campaign sought to ensure all riders were using the state's trails responsibly amid an increase in fatal ATV and UTV crashes. They say the three most common citations issued to riders during the safety campaign were for not wearing helmets, not wearing seatbelts, and illegally operating on a highway. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Game two is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning game one, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday, up 1-0, down 1-0. So it I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a 2-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have 6 episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for 6 seasons, and the new iteration. There is one house that will be less full. Fraudsters Lori Laughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have decided to take a break from their marriage. The couple was embroiled in a college admissions scandal in 2019 after bribing college officials to get their daughters of limited intelligence into a college. The couple pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. Ex-Full House actor Laughlin spent 2 months and Giannulli 5 months in minimum security correctional facilities. Yep, they even finagled their way into better prisons. The Hollywood Reporter says the two have been married for 28 years and have decided not to file divorce papers at this point. The college admissions scandal was a nationwide conspiracy. Fellow actors Felicity Huffman and William Macy were also involved in the scandal because they cheated for their rich kids too. Okay, I get that it might be a bummer to be privileged and not all that bright, but the parents are actors. Couldn't they have taught their kids to at least pretend to be smart? 25 titles that qualify for the new podcast category for 2026. Some of the nominees include The Smartless Podcast with Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. The Joe Rogan Experiment, which is a podcast for bros who need constant reassurance that they're bros. Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper. Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. The Bill Simmons Podcast. And Good Hang with Amy Poehler. Sometimes it seems like Netflix owns the world, but really weird rich guy Elon Musk, who actually wants to own the world, might have something to say about that. According to Variety, the pseudo-free speech advocate is urging his 227 million followers to cancel Netflix because, well, he doesn't like what they're saying. He is accusing the platform of having a transgender agenda and, in a recent post, said, "Cancel Netflix for the health of your kids." Yes, Elon, all the problems in society are because of Tiger King. In a related story, most of Elon's kids don't like or know him. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans, feeling far more like fall today with partly sunny skies, a high temperature near 63. Mostly clear skies tonight, a chilly night with lows down into the upper 30s. Sunny and pleasant on Tuesday with high temperatures in the mid-60s. Current temperature is 46.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.